Kia ora koutou, and welcome to another episode of South Pacific Muscle. Today, very special guest joining us, Mr. Pak Karika and Hawke's Bay Local. So always good to have Hawke's Bay Locals on, bro. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Pretty well. Real good.
Yeah. All good, man. Hey, you made a real scene, you know, in Hawke's Bay, definitely, bro. I walked down the street. Guys wearing your gear. I went for a train at City Fitness. Half the gym was wearing your, you know, your gear, and it was just like, holy shit, what's going on here? I've got to dig into this. So we thought we'd get you on and have a bit of a chat about that, have a bit of a chat about how you got to the point you are today, and we'll have a bit of a review of your website, because you've got some real slick IT stuff going on there, bro. I'm really impressed. Yeah. And you know, and maybe a bit of talk about, you know, study and all those kind of things, because I know I bumped into you over at EIT at one point, so we can cover off some of that stuff, bro. So do you want to kick off and give us a bit of background about yourself, Puck?
Yeah, so I've been brought up, born and raised here in Hawke's Bay in Hastings. I'm the second eldest out of seven children, raised by my mum. Yeah, didn't come from a very rich family. If you can imagine, just a single mother raising seven children. Yeah, so we had a lot of times where we had to do hand-me-downs and things like that, and had to go without a lot of times. So, yeah.
Pretty
life is hard. Yeah.
I've got to say, bro, one of the things that Mike and I have noticed, that some of the people we've had on here that have been really successful are those people that have really had to deal with adversity and, you know, have kind of had to tough their way through it, and they've learnt from those experiences. And, yeah, I know that, you know, early days, probably a lot of those experiences for you, like myself. Do you want to sort of talk us about early days growing up in the Bay and what it was like for you, man?
So I was raised down a street in Hastings called Nikau Street. I was brought up there pretty much from birth all the way till I was about 10 years old. You know, we used to play marbles and all that stuff out in the front lawns. Yeah, my mom, she was pretty strict. You know, we used to get hidings and all that off her, and I used to not like it because we used to always have to be home before the street lights came on. Sometimes it'll be still daytime and all the kids are still playing, eh? But we had to get home, and if we didn't get home, we're gonna get it. So yeah, we'll be looking out the windows at the other kids playing and like, yeah, moaning, oh, it's still daytime, how come we're not allowed out? But yeah, but yeah, so I grew up down there. And then we moved to Napier. And yeah, lived over there for a few years. But we're still going to school in Hastings, used to catch the bus. And yeah, must have been about the age of 13 was where I really started turning from, because I used to get into sports a lot at school, but we ended up moving back to Hastings when I was about 13, and that's where I ended up getting closer to some of my cousins and other youth that were pretty mischief. And that was pretty much the turning point for me, where I started to think that, you know, being a troubled youth and doing tagging and all that stuff was cool. Hiding in the park, drinking and smoking, doing all the stuff that you're not allowed to do, but
pretty kind of almost a norm in when you're growing up sometimes in some of the areas that, you know, in Hawke's Bay and other places in the country, that you sort of start hanging out on the street and you just, trouble seems to find you, bro. It's just yeah.
I always found that I wasn't really good at school, at listening or anything to do with school. I didn't like it because I wasn't good at it, but I was good at being naughty and you know, doing all these other things that, and then I started really getting into it, eh? Like, man, I'm good at doing this stuff, so I'm gonna just keep doing it.
So you kind of go from there, and how does it escalate from there? Because, you know, I know you kind of moved into the gang scene at quite a young age, you know?
Yeah. So so when I was 13, you know, ended up joining a youth gang, and then being in the youth gang for pretty much all of my teens. But during that time, you know, because of the neighborhood we lived in and grew up around, it was just, you know, had real high gang activity, drug use, alcohol use, family violence, you know, child abuse, all those things were just normal in the neighborhood where we grew up. So we were exposed to a lot of that pretty much from birth. Then from there, would have been about getting into like early 20s and late teens, ended up joining the Mongol mob. You know, just because the lifestyle to me, because this is all I've seen all my life. When I'm seeing all these, you know, I'm seeing all the lavish lifestyle, the fancy cars, you know, the money, all this stuff as a young fella. And, you know, when you can see that, you're not wanting to be like that as well. So that was the pathway I ended up taking. And it was, you know, you got to do the things that I already like to do, just be mischief. And so I joined the Mongol mob. And
it's funny, like for a lot of people, because I know a lot of our listeners have come from you know, different areas, and probably pretty hard to understand that. But, you know, if you've grown up in areas, you know, myself, I grew up in Flaxmere, and so, you know, it becomes quite normalized. And to be fair, you know, even for me, and I lived in a sort of a white picket fence sort of group, but you know, like the gangsters always were held with a certain air of respect. And as a kid, you kind of looked up to them and had that, you know, I still remember names from when I was a kid. And I remember the cars they drove, exactly what models and all those sort of things. And it's just part of your lifestyle.
That's one of the sad things about it. Like, a lot of us don't really have pretty much a choice, because we're already born into that life. We just see it all our lives, then we end up being it. And you know, there's a lot of people out there now that, you know, they have worse stories than me to tell, but they just haven't found their voice yet, I guess. And I'll slowly finding mine, and you know, I'll tell everyone my side of life and what I've been through, but I can't talk for everyone else. So it's definitely hard out there, especially when that's all you see. And you know, when you see that lifestyle for years and years, you know, and people wonder why we turn out the way we turn out, because those are our role models growing up.
Yeah,
we don't have any other role models showing us how to like build or do all these other things that will be more beneficial for us in the real world. But
yeah, we're starting to, bro. I've got to say, we're starting to. You know, for example, yourself, you're, you know, a great example of that. But also, we've got I know one of the tutors at EIT in the building. You know, he's a pretty senior sort of a guy, and you know, they seem to be some people starting to find their voice, like you, which is really cool, bro. Hey, I've got to ask about the tat, bro. How has it been, you know, living behind that? Because I know, I mean, people are pretty fucking judgmental out there, bro. you know, how's it?
It has been pretty tough for me, you know, because as soon as I step on the scene, if you don't know me personally or have never encountered me before, you're going to think the worst straight away. And not really a lot of people like to associate this look with their business or their company. So it was very hard for me at first, but I had that attitude where I just didn't give a fuck sort of attitude. Eh? And like, if people looked at me, I'll look at them back and I'll stop looking. But, I've learned to live with it because it was a decision that I made. And, you know, now people stare at me, but you know, I'm just used to it now. And yeah, I know places that I'm allowed in and places that I'm not allowed in. So I just don't bother going to the places that I'm not allowed in.
It's funny, you know, because, you know, a lot of people will be very intimidated by you, but I've got to say, bro, when I met you at the gym, I think you were doing pull downs or something, and I was going to jump through and went, oh, broken off a set. Yeah. And then we had a yak for about, I don't know, 5 minutes, and you carried on doing your thing and I carried on doing my thing. And, you know, it was, you know, you, to me, I've always judged people in the gym based on what they're doing in the gym. And I've got to say, you had a pretty solid work ethic in there on the first workout I saw you. So that was my judgment made then and there. And I guess, you know, luckily for me, I've had other friends. So one of my friends was an original mobster back in the day, and he moved to Wellington when he first got married, and he kind of pulled away from that lifestyle and opened up a very famous gym. You know, he's no longer there. He's passed on, unfortunately. But, you know, to me, that was an example of, you know, people have their past and people do what they do, but we judge them on who they are and what they do now. So it's really cool seeing you actually doing what you're doing. And I've got to say that influence is pretty heavy. As I say, I usually train at Flex, but I went for a train the other day, 2 days in a row down at City. And I bumped into about 15 or 20 redcoats. And I had a yak to them. And they're all wearing your gear. And I said, far out, you guys are training hard. He goes, yeah, it's compulsory now. We've made it compulsory attendance at the gym. We have to be here. And I thought, hey, that's a really good thing. And yeah. So, you know, you've obviously a bit of inspiration to some of the boys out there anyway, because they're all following you. So it's good to see them in there.
Yeah, no, I actually get a buzz off seeing my brand around, because it's around New Zealand. Yeah, I've seen it in some towns, like out of town before as well. And, you know, I love the fact that I am inspiring a lot of people, especially people with similar backgrounds to me. And, you know, because I truly believe that this health and fitness is what's going to, it worked for me. Like, it changed my life completely when I found health and fitness. So if I can change someone else's life, you know, I'm a happy man.
Awesome.
One person's life is better than no one's life. So.
Yeah, and it's certainly a lot more than one from what I'm seeing out there. And it's really cool. And I like your brand too, bro. I love the Notoriously Known, man. That is perfect, bro. Love it.
Yeah. I'm actually starting to be notoriously known around the world now. So,
yeah. Hey, we can't skip it, bro. It was kind of funny. And everyone was kind of like usual, people jump on the negative. But to actually even get noticed by 50 Cent and get called out, I thought, that's kind of cool, man. I wouldn't care if Ice Cube decided to have a crack at me, I'd wear it on the shoulder and think, thanks for noticing me. So,
any publicity is good publicity, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
no, you're right. To be talked about by people of his status, you know, it was a buzz for me.
Yeah.
He pretty much did me a favor.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Mike, you don't have any questions about?
Yeah, I guess like a lot of the people that come on, I'm really interested in, is there anything you can identify in your early life that allowed you to do the things that you've done? because there are a lot of people that can't break away from that life or can't make a change in their life. You have managed to do that. Is there anything you can identify, any sort of character traits or anything in your upbringing that allows you to do that?
I guess for me, it was just the reason why I do what I do is so I can give my children a better life than what I got growing up as a kid. Just to show them, just a better way.
And on your Facebook, it shows
was the turning point when you had your children.
What was that, sorry?
The turning point when you had started having children.
Oh, no. Actually, the turning point was I went to prison one time, because I had a big meth addiction. I've been clean for about 6 years now, but I had a 6 year heavy meth use. And when I say heavy, I mean heavy, like grams on grams every day. And I went to prison for robbing this man for money to buy methamphetamine. And, during that time I was in prison, I just had a thought where, man, like, what am I up to? Like, I'm actually, I'm heading in the wrong direction anyway. Like, this is what I'm thinking in jail, and that I really need to do something about it, or I'm going to be seeing that place a lot more, or else dying. So I sort of woke up on that leg, and I started training. I started off just running up and down this little corridor, and then from there we started doing pull-ups and then dips and press-ups, and then I just started loving it and just kept going. And then I ended up curing my meth addiction, and at the same time I started, getting a clear mind and a better understanding about life, and the decisions that I was making prior to going to prison. I was not really being a really good role model for my children, especially my son. And so I knew from that day I needed to change something. I didn't know at the time what it was, but I do now. And I've just gone forward ever since.
Bro, sorry, Mike, I was just going to say before, when I look at your Insta, I can see your pride in your family. And I think, it goes for everyone, but particularly I've noticed it with Māori and Pacific Island people that motivator for change, because no one ever changes, right? When you've got an addiction, been there, done that. When you've got an addiction, no one goes, right, I've got to fix myself. You fix yourself because there's a problem that you see, and part of it is, for a lot of people, is I might lose my family, or I might be a poor role model for my family, or whatever it is. And the whānau seems to be a massive thing that allows people to make that change. And with the amount of pride I can see, and on just even looking at your photos, bro, I think there's probably got a major reason for your success in terms of moving forward and changing the way things were.
Yeah, I definitely love my family, and they are the reason why I have to be successful, not want to be. I have to be just so I can, just so that they can just live life, just the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So I guess the next question then is for anybody watching, if they feel like they've got a need to make a change, what's your first step? What's your biggest piece of advice? What's your suggestion to someone who needs to make a change?
You just need to find that why you want to change, and just don't look back, because when you got that why, that's all you need really is to create that change in your life. Yeah, so you just need to, I'll just say, find your why. And every time you feel like you're going to give up or quit, you know, just remember that why and why you're doing what you're doing for change and just keep going. Because it's easy to quit, but it's hard to keep going. So, yeah, that'll be my advice to people. Get that why and you'll be all right.
So should we have a talk about what you're doing with Fit to Guck, bro? Because that looks like it's blowing up out there, bro. So do you want to tell people what it's all about, what you're doing?
Fit to Guck was has been my savior, not just with health and fitness, but just in life, you know, with everything, making decisions, just living different to what I used to live. So it is about lifestyle. It's not just about health and fitness. Mindset, changing your mindset to doing positive things, but using fitness and healthy eating to help you achieve these things. I'm just out here trying to just motivate and encourage as much people as I possibly can to, you know, we only get one life, so we can't really waste it on doing dumb shit. So
hard. Yeah. Hey, I see you touch base with Joseph a fair bit.
No, he's a good man, Joseph. He's helped me out a lot. You know, just even with the knowledge that he's that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. And the tips and even him just sharing my social media on his social media has really helped my brand get out there. And he's just a top man, eh? Him and his partner.
Their wedding photo looked choice, bro. He looks so good. Man, that dude, I'm sure he's getting younger, bro. Like, I looked at him, I trained with him like, must have been at least 10 or 12 years ago, and he looks the same.
That's what health and fitness does for you. Keep you looking youthful.
Hey, should we have a look at your Insta and have a little bit of look at your website, because it's some really cool stuff on there.
Yes.
Just bring it up, bear with me. Right, people, if you want to follow Puck on his journey or join the journey on Instagram, Fit to Guck. If you have a look through here, there's some really cool stuff. And I'll have a quick squiz because I want to show you some stuff. Lots of family photos. Love it. Hey, here's the new gears too. Here's one of your the new hoodie. Nice. Must be happy seeing that, bro, when it comes out like that.
Yeah.
Looks good, bro. It's a cool brand, man. Real cool brand. I wanted to find that photo. I had a look at your did you set up a gym at your place, bro?
Yep.
That looks really sharp. I'll just see if I can find it. Here we go. All that gear, bro. You must have, was this before lockdown, was it, that you set that up?
No, this was actually after lockdown. So I actually got gifted all the stuff from a very special man that's been, you know, guiding me on my journey from day one. And he's definitely, pushed me out of my comfort zone many times, but you know, he's been one of my number one supporters from day one, and I'm really grateful to have this man in my life. Because
nice, bro. I saw a little video of you training in the gym, and I looked at some of the gear, and I just thought, wow, what a setup, bro! What a great setup. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, I don't know where you. Somewhere there. Can't find it. That's you back in the Hastings. And look, the website, guys, if you want to check that out, fittoguck.com. Nice website, bro. There's some time gone into that one.
Yeah, so I got help to do this website with New Zealand Digital up in Auckland.
Yep.
They're the people that I work with to do all this stuff.
Yeah,
they're pretty good at what they do.
Looks it, bro.
Yeah.
And you've got an app too.
Yeah, I do have an app.
Slick, out bro.
There's a picture of it there on that phone there. You know.
That's cool, bro. That's really cool. Bit of the gym in there. Got a nice nice Smith machine in there, I see.
Yeah, 3D Smith machine. It's got cable weights on there as well.
Good stuff. Right, I just want to have a quick look at your merch too while we're here. A quick flick at that. Because that was quite neat. Just some cool graphic. Well, I like the graphic how it zoomed on that. But yeah. Yeah, so guys.
New stock coming out soon.
Yeah, guys, if you want some really cool gear, guys, some neat gears, man. Yeah, so all that stuff's there on the website, guys. So if you want to get on there, check it out. Follow them on Insta for a really cool journey. I guess the question, bro, is where to from here, bro? You know, you've made some serious inroads, bro. And I'm from the bottom of my heart, bro, I congratulate you because
thank you.
You know, I know, you know, how phenomenally hard it must be to pull away from, you know, a very destructive scene in some respects, but also a scene where, you know, like, to be fair, man, there's some brotherhood and family stuff in there that is really hard, you know, to walk from, or, you know, and you could, you know, you don't like losing stuff like that. And sometimes there's no need to lose that, but there's some negative stuff that was in your life that you've managed to move away from. And I want to know where to, bro, where we go.
Oh, you know, it's a big world out there. the world is our oyster. So wherever I go is how hard I push myself. So I'm just going to keep walking my talk. And in the years to come, my talk's going to get bigger and my walk's going to get further. So,
awesome, bro. Hey, one of the things I do like too is some of the comments that you make on your posts are really insightful, bro. And for someone that said that they weren't very good at school and things like that, you know, you've definitely got some stuff up here, bro, that's worth people taking on board. Probably a lot of reflection that you've done in the past. But
street,
I like
knowledge, brother. Street knowledge.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Not all of us are thick out there.
Nah, absolutely not, yeah. Bro. And I think, you know, that's probably something that, you know, a good lesson, bro, for people that are seeing this and have probably never had a conversation with someone from your background. And it's probably quite fucking enlightening for people to see that, you know, there's some serious knowledge behind there and some serious passion and a really cool drive and trajectory that you're hitting on. So, you know, hopefully people are a bit more open-minded out there. And look, hey, man, fully, people, if you're interested in this guy, follow him along. It's going to be a cool journey, and we certainly will follow him. And we'll definitely touch base again soon and see how things are going in the future, bro.
Yeah, no, cool. Thank you guys for having me.
Much appreciated, my man. Take care, people. Have a great week.